Welcome to About Music, The Art of Listening. You have just been listening to Francis Poulenc's Rondo from Les Biches, a ballet that blends neoclassical style with light-hearted jazzy elements reflecting the playful and sophisticated spirit of the 1920s. Today I would like to highlight three musical fingerprints that characterize, in general, all music of the 20th century. These are: first, a much freer use of tonality, meaning a departure from major and minor, with an expanded use of complex harmonies and dissonance. Second, a greater use of complex and irregular rhythms, as well as rhythms from jazz and folk music. Irregular rhythms include polyrhythms, meaning different rhythms simultaneously, and shifting time signatures, which means that the beat is not as easily predictable. The third factor is the use of electronic instruments and pre-recorded scores. This increases the auditory experiences of the listeners. Next up, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Although it may sound tame to our modern ears, its opening performance provided one of the most scandalous premieres in history, with for and against members of the audience shouting so loudly that the dancers were unable to take their cues from the orchestra.
Thank you.
Our next item is by Paul Hindemith. Once again, we will see dissonance and complex and jagged rhythmic structure, as well as dynamic contrasts and expressive melody in a neoclassical structured form. This is in the form of a piano concerto, which is almost unheard of for ballet. The work is the fourth section of the ballet, The Four Temperaments. The ballet and its music are based on the ancient Greek concept of the four humors, which were believed to determine human temperament. This movement that we will listen to, Choleric, is carefully constructed, but it manages to create a sense of agitation and intensity, reflecting the fiery and irritable nature of this temperament.
Thank you.
We now come to a composition by Philip Glass. It's entitled Rubric. Philip Glass is famous for his minimalist style, which features repetitive motifs and rhythmic drive. His integration of synthesizers into a traditional orchestra creates a unique and energetic sound. The synthesizer is used to contribute to the driving, pulsating rhythms by maintaining repetitive patterns with precision. My next item is a set of 10 dancers called The Fan of Jean. Jean Dubost was a Parisian hostess and patroness of the arts, and she ran a ballet school for children. In the spring of 1927, she presented 10 of her composer friends with leaves from her fan, and she asked each one of them to write a little dance for her pupils. Listen throughout for the French charm and the neoclassicism of the ancient dancers. You will hear polytonality and rhythmic variety, playfulness, energy, and charm.
Thank you.
final piece for today is another by Stravinsky. This time it is The Firebird, his first major ballet score. We will hear the finale. Although on the surface this work has a more traditional sound, its features are a most imaginative orchestration and its use of Russian folk music. Stravinsky's harmonic language in The Firebird was advanced for its time, using techniques such as bitonality, which is the simultaneous use of two different keys, chromaticism, the use of chromatic scales and harmonies to add color and dissonance, modal mixture, the use of different modes to enrich the harmonic palette. Stravinsky's rhythmic innovations include the use of irregular time signatures and syncopation. In this finale, you will hear how the score of The Firebird exploits the full dynamic range of the orchestra, from the softest to the most thunderous, working to a powerful, triumphant climax. That climax is where I will take my leave today. Please enjoy this finale, and please join me again next week as we explore some more into the music of the 20th century.